Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canine Caviar, available at Bothell Feed Center in the North End and Sierra Fish and Pets in the South End.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it is a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Phone lines are open for your behavior training and healing calls or anything about animals you want to discuss, including what I've talked about earlier in the show. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. You can send an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Sometime in the hour, I got to throw in current events. But right now, we are going to go back to Linda in Seattle. We are talking to Linda about her 10-year-old kitty, Cleopatra, who's new to her. She's had her less than a week and belonged to a neighbor who's going into a home and couldn't keep her. We found out that Cleopatra was a rescue a couple of years ago. And Cleopatra's problem is that she meows for an hour at 4 a.m. during the night, which is not pleasant. So, Linda, are you there?
Yes.
We have already determined that
Linda feeds the dry food that was recommended by the rescue twice a day, in the morning, in the evening. Pets her a lot, and she has her self-entertainment toys. But I'm going to say the first thing we do, Linda, is look at scheduling and see if we can't exercise her and get her on a schedule and wear her out so that she'll sleep through the night.
Okay.
It wouldn't be a bad idea to introduce a little bit of wet food that she would get before bed. But, you know, you're going to go to the pet store. You're going to get interactive toys. I like DeBird.
Okay.
There's some other wand toys. You get them out and play specifically. Fly them around and get her to chase them. But don't leave the toys out.
Okay.
Put them away so she looks forward to them. And then what you're going to work into is last thing before bed at night, you're going to play her really good.
Okay.
Because that's what cats do. The playing simulates hunting. And then they eat, and then they go to sleep.
Okay.
Or, you know, they bath and go to sleep. So you're going to play her like crazy and flat cat her. Okay. And then you're going to give her her food.
Okay.
And go to bed.
Okay.
And we'll see if altering her schedule and getting that good play in there combined with a meal just before bed, if that will help her sleep through the night. Then the other thing is to remember, that cats are very intuitive and are very sensitive to telepathic communication.
Okay.
And they get the pictures in your mind and feel what you're feeling. So if you let yourself worry about this, you know, oh, gosh, and you're getting ready to go to bed thinking, oh, gosh, and I'm not going to get a good night's sleep because cat's going to be meowing and da-da-da-da-da-da. You can be starting it just with your worry about it.
Okay.
So I want you to start changing what you expect about her. It's kind of like doing mental affirmations. And get yourself to think and speak about what you want from Cleopatra, not what you don't want.
Okay.
That she is very cooperative, that she plays like crazy, and we wear her out at night, and then she eats and goes to sleep and sleeps all night.
Okay.
And wakes up when I wake up in the morning.
Okay.
And so you hold that vision, you see that vision, and that's if she does start meowing in the middle of the night, then just in your mind see her being quiet and coming in and getting on the bed, laying down, go to sleep.
Okay.
And we'll see how that works. Now, the other things that jump out at me is that you mentioned that she has allergies.
Yeah.
That's a sign of an endocrine immune imbalance. The Pleckner syndrome specifically. I talked to several people about that last Sunday and I was hoping they'd call in today so we could go into more details. So do listen to the rest of the show, and if somebody calls in, we'll be able to talk more about that. Otherwise, we'll definitely talk about it on Vet Sunday, which will be with Dr. Bill Burlingame, and he'll be here on the 21st of September.
Okay.
You can also call me off the air about that if need be. But there's the possibility of some hormonal things.
Okay.
We could add flower essences, the right flower essences for calming and sleeping can be beneficial with cats like this. But the first step is to get the schedule, the feeding schedule and the play schedule right.
Okay.
So we flat cat her and feed her right before bed and then visualize her staying asleep all night. And we got to see how that works.
Okay. They said she has grain allergies.
Yeah, and that's very typical, but that also is indicative of an underlying endocrine immune imbalance.
Okay.
So if you want to, you can order the book Pets at Risk.
Okay. Yep.
Pets at Risk. The author is Dr. Al Pleckner, Pleckner.
You want to spell that one more time?
P as in Peter, Pleckner.
Okay.
And it's an inexpensive paperback. It's only $13.95 new from the publisher, but you can usually get on Amazon and get it for $4 or $5. So Pets at Risk, would explain the endocrine immune imbalance. And then you can certainly talk to us on Vet Sunday about that. Or September 7th will be another behavior and training situation. And I'm not sure. Kathy wants to jump in here.
Or I just wanted to tell her, if she'd like to, just go down the hall and pick it up from Ajie.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, our former Ajie call screener is Linda's friend, apparently.
Yeah.
And Ajie has the book.
Ajie has the book. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so Linda, you can borrow Pets at Risk from Ajie.
Good.
Okay, so read that book because that'll tell you what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And Dr. Bill can test if we decide we need to, but allergies is a key. If you got allergies, you got this endocrine immune imbalance.
Okay.
It's kind of like a given.
Good.
But it doesn't it can relate to behavior. It doesn't necessarily relate to this yowling in the middle of the night. Okay, so that's why. That's not why we're going there first. First, we're going to the feeding schedule and the exercise before bed and you visualizing. And then we got to see what happens there, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Linda, thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we'll stay in Seattle and talk to Jackie. Jackie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me, Martha.
Hey, Martha, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Jackie?
I'm awesome. Hey, just a couple of things. I'm just so grateful to you. And I hear the elephants, their heart is full of love for everything that you're doing. So I hear them too. And I see them right now psychically. It's so cute. I see them picking you up with their trunks and they're just holding you on this like incredible India bed. And they're just so.
So you can see Watoto with her herd of zoo elephants, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
When you said that, I started sobbing. Mm-hmm. When I
I've been there, done that already, but I had to get that over with before I did the show today.
Oh, I am so grateful to you, and that's why I'm calling in, because I thought, man, you need to know. I know myself. I'm like, yes! And I also want to just applaud you and thank you for, you know, making this commitment to have, because it's so funny, because I was thinking about you before you even said that about every month and, you know, educating. Uh-huh. And in my mind, I was thinking, why don't we just have a protest in front of the zoo? It's like, set them free, you know?
Well, yeah, and that, of course, it went on. They had the vigil yesterday for Watoto, but, you know, friends of Woodland Park Zoo elephants and Aline, they've been protesting. I mean, these things have been going on for years. But it's getting to be the time, and that's what Toto was saying, is that there's no coincidence here. She was called to leave at this time. She really did feel it was a calling, and it's being divinely guided, and that it's time for us to wake up. And, of course, she and her herd are going to be working from the other side. And you, Jackie, are a communicator, so this is not unusual for you to see and communicate, right?
Yes. And it's so interesting because with the other caller that you were talking to and that it hit and everything you said, I just completely resonate and agree with you about what you're sharing with her about her kitty.
Mm-hmm.
But what came to me was that the kitty, cats represent female energy, and the kitty waking up in the middle of the night when the consciousness is more quiet, it kind of stirred me of, you know, her female energy waking her up. And I feel like our female energy is waking us up to do exactly that.
What an interesting analogy. I mean, because you're absolutely right. Cats, you know, and I teach this, that on a general basis, cats are female energy, dogs are male.
Yes,
exactly. Now, there are exceptions, you know, and all of that. And some dogs are more female than others. Like border collies tend to be more female energy than male sort of thing. So there's exceptions to that. But you're right about cats being female energy. And I often, when I'm teaching and working with people behaviorally, I often will get the connection, you know, the female energy. For example, men. And this is a generality, and I was just teaching this in my human to animal transference class recently. But men that hate cats, you know, there are a lot of men out there that hate cats.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
What that generally means is that they're all uncomfortable with their own female energy.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
That's what I say.
Because
all the time.
we're not just men are not just male energy and women just female energy. We're all male and female, and we're supposed to be balanced. But
exactly.
men that hate cats are usually uncomfortable with their female energy. Women that hate cats, same way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or dogs. If somebody doesn't like dogs,
is uncomfortable with,
their male energy.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or it's suppressed. But that's interesting. I had not thought about that, the female energy waking you up in the middle of the night. So, Linda, if you're Linda, you're still listening. I'm sure you are. And this could have been the case with the previous owner as well. And since it's going on with you, we don't know if the change in feeding and stuff and all of that makes a difference. But where what I would do, and Jackie, you help me if you're getting other insights here, would say, Linda, you want to look at, are you honoring your female energy? And the female energy is the right brain, intuitive, creative, and are you giving that an outlet, you know, or are, you know, a lot of women get more powerful in their male energy than men, and we stuff and suppress it.
Well, and here's the deal is that the female energy is the emotional manager. Now, this ties in with the elephants.
Yeah.
This ties in with the dolphins. Because when you look at where we are in the consciousness, if we tune into our female energy, like at night, Linda, when your kitty is meowing, rather than, my female energy is because it's the emotional manager, then I see my female energy joining all other female energies on sacred Mother Earth and lifting the animals out of these prisons and seeing them visually free, completely and totally free, that there's this shift in consciousness that we all awaken to the power of our mind and our thinking and holding that place and using the sacredness of our female energy. And I also find it interesting that Linda's cat is named Cleopatra. Cleopatra was one of the most powerful female energies that there is. So she's got this female energy within her. She doesn't even know.
Well, it's true, but also, and then significantly, I often call it the Cleopatra syndrome. I mean, they, you know, with cat, dogs have masters, cats have staff, and so you really need to serve your cats. And that's the feeding schedule and the playing and the, you know, providing what they need and all that sort of thing.
I love what you said about that, you know, flat that cat.
flat cat. But I also think it's very good to pray. It's very good to visualize. It's very good to see the bigger picture. But the best thing you can do for the bigger picture is to work on yourself.
So the best
thing that Linda can do is awaken and allow and support and nurture her own female energy. If that's part of what's going on, which it certainly sounds. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Linda and Cleopatra. But I really I appreciate you calling and the support and that you it's always nice to talk to someone that can see what's going on the other side, too, and that you see Watoto and the herd.
When you were talking about it, I thought I need to call in so that I can verify everything that you're saying and for all the listeners, because I think it's so easy.
See, I'm not the only nuttier and a fruitcake one on the planet, you guys.
Exactly.
Jackie's right there with me.
Yay! Yep. I love you, Martha. Thank you for your awesome work and speaking for the animals. I just love you, love you, love you. And they love you. And like I said, I see all of them, you know, just holding you up with their trunks and they're celebrating you and your beauty on the planet. Thank you for being all of their voices.
Well, thank you so much, Jackie, for calling. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I love you and I love them, too.
So
bless you. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Keep up the awesome work.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. We are going to stay on time this hour, take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And what the heck? How about instead of waiting until I do the ad, why don't we just do the missing link giveaway now? Say here, jot down the phone numbers and then I'll give you the words. So phone lines are open. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free 888-298-5569. All you got to do is pick up your phone and call Janice and tell her what version you want. And let's see, how about, I just got a message from Watoto. The missing link words of the day, free the elephants. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. We'll do current events next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen. That begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. That's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected it, a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients in the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for cats. There's two for dogs, one for hip and joint, one for skin and coat. There is a wellness blend, which is vegetarian, and you can feed that to both your dogs and cats or any other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. There is a bird formula, which Phoenix, Janice's cat or bird, gets and enjoys it right out of the spoon. Then there's a horse formula, and you can ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to Designing Health at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Now's the time to refinance, but where do you go? You want an experienced, reputable lender. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, and investment loans. You want a mortgage lender who works with a variety of different lenders. Someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, the branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage. Call Peggy at 425-329-3960. Or you can email her at pkaler@westarpacific.com. NMLS number 3933352, Westar Pacific Mortgage, NMLS 1100211, and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 93243, an equal opportunity lender.
Did you know that there's a dog food available that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5 that helps put more oxygen into your pet's body? A dog food that is high in calories for better nutrient absorption? Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity and can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. You can find canine caviar at Bothell Feed Center, your modern-day feed store with the old farm charm. They're proud to be serving pet parents for over 30 years in the greater Bothell Snohomish area. You can also find canine caviar and other premium pet supplies at Sierra Fish and Pets, where they have been pleasing customers and pampering pets since 1972. Visit them today for all of your pets' needs at Renton Village, 601 South Grady Way, or at sierrafishandpets.com.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're in the final hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I want to say congratulations to Peggy, who won the Missing Link for Cats in our giveaway. And I also want to say that you just heard our ad about Whispering Dragon and Jude and Paul Ponton and their great harmonic energy shifting. If you're with us now and you weren't able to listen to the first hour, I did a follow-up on Yoshi, the cat that got poisoned by the Alstroemeria Peruvian lily flowers back on the East Coast, and how great Yoshi is doing. And much of it due to the great remote session that Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon did. And for the first time, it gave me an opportunity to read a remote report about what they do, and it's pretty phenomenal what they do and what they're able to do remotely, energetically, and harmonically. So if you didn't hear that, you want to go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and at the bottom of the homepage, click on the audio archives. And usually by sometime later today, Rhonda will have the show up there, and listen to the first hour, and you'll hear that remote report. So really, really fascinating stuff. Okie dokie. It is a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. I have more news stories to do, which I'll dive into. Unless, of course, there's somebody out there that wants to chat with me about their animal friends. And phone lines are open, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Or you can send an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And in the meantime, it's time for current events. Okie dokie. I told you there's a bunch of stuff now, new stuff on the current events. And if you can't jot this down, you want more details, go to www.marthanorwalk.com, and on the left-hand side of the homepage, click on current events, and that will bring up all the stuff I talk about today in more detail and all the other stuff that I don't have a chance to talk about. Remember that today and Monday are the final 2 days of the Vashon Sheepdog Classic. Northwest School of Animal Massage will be there doing massages for dogs. So bring your dog and enjoy a massage. www.vashonsheepdogclassic.com for more information. You can start planning now for the 17th annual Black Cat Ball and Gala Dinner and Auction. Tickets are now available online. It is the annual celebration and fundraiser for Perfect Pals. It will be October 25th, 5 to 8:30 p.m. at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. Halloween-themed event that will be the biggest ever, with double the space and more auction. I just have always gone nuts at this fundraiser when I've gone. I love silent auctions. And I love running back and forth and checking what you're bidding on and all that kind of stuff. You know, the live auctions often get beyond my budget really quick. So, they're fun to watch. And but I like the silent part. So www.purrfectpals.org. Northwest Stream Center, we got Raptors on the Wing. That's Wednesday, August 27th at 7 p.m. A variety of raptors will be on stage with Sarvey Wildlife's Kestrel Skyhawk, including a large golden eagle. I think that's Huayacate. Owls, hawks, and falcons. Educational presentation by Kestrel, and she's very entertaining and a great storyteller. It's $7 for members, $10 for non-members. Reservations are required. Call 425-316-8592. More information at www.streamkeeper.org. And then new at Northwest Stream Center, get on the boardwalk at the Northwest Stream Center Saturday, September 13th between 1 and 4. You know, they've been building this for a while, and you can stroll 60% of the new elevated nature trail. You can meet the volunteers and the contributors who are building the boardwalk. You can sign up to be a part of that if you'd like to, and you'll get to check out the trout stream exhibit. The observation windows will be open. Again, RSVP to the same numbers and website that I just gave you. Okay, this is new. Homeward Pet Adoption Center's second annual Happy Tales Wine Walk a Dog Walk like no other. Saturday, September 13th from noon to 4 p.m. at the Woodinville Hollywood Wine District. I'm not a wine drinker, but I heard that this event was just really phenomenal last year. Tasters and walkers will help earn money for the animals. 18 participating wineries. I'm not sure how these people do it with their dogs. They walk through the wine district, stop at the wineries and drink. I guess it's because they're walking. Maybe these dogs turn into guide dogs on the way. I don't know, but sounds like it might be interesting. There's also delicious food vendors and trucks along the way. Dog Zone shopping. For more information, go to www.homewardpet.org. Let's see, we got to save the date, and you can register now for this year's Sexless Soiree Benefiting the Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. It's September 27th. Registration is open, and it's an auction with a twist. Seats fill up fast. It's from 5 to 9:30 p.m. On September 27th on Westlake in Seattle. 425-563-8575 or www.feralcatproject.org. Let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, well, I can tell you that Marilyn Berkshire, my scent work, canine nose work dog trainer, is starting new classes right after Labor Day in Bothell and Monroe. And we'd be delighted if you join us. It's a sport for every dog. I just love it. Still, Robbie now is good at finding birch scent, finding anise scent. We haven't started clove yet, but he can search indoors, outdoors, vehicles, and man, is he hot. He is so good at this. Woo-hoo-hoo. Very exciting, and I'll have new stuff to report about Robbie in 2 weeks. Let's see. And if you are interested in joining the Scent and Find Canine Nosework classes in Bothell or Monroe, call Marilyn at 206-851-7528, 206-851-7528. Tell her I sent you. Okie dokie, you can register now for Seattle Humane's Walk for the Animals at University Village's Fido Fest on October 5th. Join 1,000 animal lovers for a day of fun, including a 2-mile walk, pet adoptions, wine tasting. Boy, they get a lot of that wine in those the animal benefit things. Live music and more. www.seattlehumane.org/walk. Remember, it's new and the last day today in honor of National Senior Citizens Day. Seattle Humane offers senior pet discounts for senior citizens 65 and older, August 21st through the 24th, so that's today. No adoption fee for senior cats and $50 off senior dogs. They're open now to 6 p.m. today. Now, this is also new with Humane Society. Apply now for the Humane Teen Club at Seattle Humane for teens 13 to 17 who are interested in learning about companion animal welfare and becoming volunteers at Seattle Humane before they turn 18. The application deadline is August 28. Wow, here's another new one. Positive Alliance. This is if you know anybody in Yakima or you're going over that direction. Positive Alliance will be hosting an adoption event September 5th and 6th at the Yakima Humane Society. Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. This is a family event, and leashed, well-behaved dogs are welcome. And positivealliance.org for more information. Oh, hey, and this is new. This was last year it was the weather was so crappy it was canceled, but it's going on this year. The Bulldog Club of Greater Seattle presents Slobberfest 2014 at Marymore Park in Redmond. It's Sunday, September 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All Bulldog owners and fanciers are welcome. They'll have a canine good citizenship testing, barbecue lunch, nail dremeling, a bull teak will be on site, bulldog breed and rescue information. So Slobberfest 2014, September 7th at Marymore Park. And then up in my neck of the woods, it's time for Swift's Night Out again, Saturday, September 13th. From 5 p.m. to dusk at the Wagner Center or the Wagner Elementary School in Monroe. That's on Main Street. There's a Swift talk in the auditorium at 6:30, which is so worth it. You get to hang. There's booze and education. It's a family event. Come sit on the grass. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair. Spaghetti dinner and hot dogs. More information at MonroeSwifts.org. And I think that covers all the new stuff on the list, other than to tell you that next week is the last Sunday of the month, if you don't know that already. We have five Sundays this month in August. It seems like it's been a little longer month, and it has. So that means it's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, also now known as Christy and Kathy Sunday or CNC Sunday. So Kathy Southwick and Christy Legale, she was the former host of Living Humane, if you remember that show, host the show for me. And Kathy, why don't you put on your headset and tell me, because I know it sounds like we'll have a report on Friends of Woodland Park Zoo and the ritual for Watoto yesterday at the zoo, because Christy attended that.
Yes.
And you'll talk with our regulars, the birds, Molly Wood and Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary, and the horses, All Breed Equine Rescue. Mm-hmm. But anything else going on that you want to tell everybody about?
Yes, we are going to have an author on the show.
Ooh.
The first hour of the show. And she's written a new book called... you know, I think I better not say that. I think Christy might want to explain that.
Oh, you can't give us an idea about, what's it about? Is it about rescue and sanctuaring and stuff?
It's about an elephant.
Ooh.
That is able to get out of the grips of a nasty circus. So, it'll be a really good interview. So everybody tune in.
Okay, so that'll be in the first hour next week.
Absolutely,
and then you'll do all the other first interviews hour. And stuff. That sounds great.
Yeah. Cool. We're also going to be hearing from some of the people who are sponsoring, you know, like the Meow. We're going to be hearing from some of our, what do you call them, current event people.
More the nonprofit animal rescuers and shelters.
We're going to be doing cameo presentations, you know, bringing them on so they can explain their events coming up too. So
super duper duper.
Yeah, instead of reading through it like we've tried in the past. I mean, you do it great, Martha. You're excellent at getting through the, you know, and sharing the current events. But we're going to let them explain some of their activities going
neat.
On too.
Well, and that's what the last Sunday's all about. And that's why it's so neat that you and Christy are doing this, because you're kind of rejuvenating
just doing it a little different.
Upgrading
Shelter
Rescue Sanctuary anything that helps our animal friends Sunday.
You did a great job. But we're just having fun and being creative.
I'll be at Temple, so I'll have to listen to the archive show, which anybody else, if you want to go to the Ananda Church of Self-Realization, the temple's on the Bothell Everett Highway, just south of 405, and purification ceremony and meditation at 9 a.m., and the service starts at 10, and snacks afterwards, sweets and savories, and fresh produce from the Ananda CSA on Kameno Island is always available after service. And if you'd care to join me, I'd love to see you. Otherwise, so you got two choices. You can come to temple with me, or you can listen to Kathy and Christy an animal and a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Anything else is just simply not acceptable. You know,
that's right.
You can do other things at noon otherwise.
Yeah. Or you could go to Ananda another week.
Well, you can do that too. But if you want to go with me, you have to come.
That's
true.
If you want to join Martha
those are your options.
Yep. There you go. It'll be a great show.
Yeah.
Come join us.
It sounds like it will. Like it will.
All right.
And Janice, you get the day off too, because Ahmad will be in screening.
Ahmad will also be here.
I can't say that because Janice might just love it here so much.
She may
want to come and hang with you guys. I don't know.
I know. She could meet Ahmad. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. And it might be a good thing. I mean, if you don't have other plans, so that you'd know what goes on with their show and how to do all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You guys will have to plan among yourselves and surprise me.
Now, there's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. How about, since it's the last hour of the show and we have no other choice but to stay on time, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour and in this show. Remember, it is the most important part of the show because without them, we can't do this kind of programming. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are. I got some other, I got another soapbox issue. I'm not done yet getting out the soapbox. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. You'll find Jones & Company on State Avenue in Marysville. You can call them at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook. BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Conscious Living for Conscious People. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and first I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with me here on Animal World, and sorry to say we're winding down this week's edition, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Well, you know, that's kind of a generalized us, because you won't find me here next week. You'll find Kathy and Christy, and Mike, and maybe Janice, and Ahmad. And, and I forgot to say in current events that if you aren't aware, the social event of the season happens to be going on in my neighborhood right now, and that would be the Evergreen State Fair at the Monroe Fairgrounds. You know, it's like an easy-to-do smaller fair, not like the Puyallup where you get overwhelmed with all the people and the energy. So you can come out to Monroe and do the fair. I'll be doing the fair this week. Woohoo! Love the fair. Love the fair. Get to be a kid again. Okay. All right, now, I sort of didn't tell the truth. I'm not really going to get on the soapbox. I'm going to support the soapbox that somebody else is getting on. But first, I'm going to tell you, or I'm going to ask you, Mike and Kathy and Janice, everybody else, but I can't hear you when you yell at the radio or your computer. Have you all been paying attention? What's the biggest thing that's been going on in this last week or so in terms of entertainment and health awareness support thing? There's something real big that's been going on. Kathy's nodding. Oh, so now maybe she'll tune in. Mike's busy, so he's not participating. But I'll bet he knows. Oh.
The cold water challenge.
Yeah, the ice bucket challenge. Yep. Yep, so y'all know that, okay? Sounds like a pretty good deal, huh? And they've millions and millions of dollars, and that it's really been very successful. Well, it's not often that you'll find me standing next to Pamela Anderson. But I'll tell you what, I'm holding on to her on my shoulders right now because I had no clue. Pamela Anderson rejects the ice bucket challenge because of ALS animal testing. While many celebrities have accepted the non-viral ice bucket challenge meant to raise awareness and money for the ALS Association, Pamela Anderson has decided to turn the challenge down. In a Facebook post written Wednesday, August 20th, Anderson explained she would like to, quote, challenge ALS to stop animal testing. Now I'm climbing up on the soapbox with her because it's simply not necessary. May have been in the past, what it's not necessary. We don't need to torture animals. And all animals have souls. All animals have consciousness. All animals have feeling. Crying out loud. I talked to slugs, for heaven's sakes. Everybody that's alive has a soul and a consciousness. Everything can be tortured and suffer. Now, it says the former Baywatch star further explains that experiments made on animals to find a cure for ALS in humans have been unfruitful and encourages her fans to support celebrities that never harm animals and which pour their time and resources into advanced, promising, human-relevant cures. She says, sorry, I can't bring myself to do your ice bucket challenge. I enjoy a good dare. It's always good to bring awareness. In fact, creative ways, I don't want to take away from that. But it had me thinking, digging a bit deeper. I found that we may not be aligned in our messages. So I thought instead I'd challenge ALS to stop animal testing. recent experiments funded by the ALS Association, mice had holes drilled into their skulls, were inflicted with crippling illnesses, and were forced to run on an inclined treadmill until they collapsed from exhaustion. Monkeys had chemicals injected into their brains and backs and were later killed and dissected. What is the result of these experiments other than a lot of suffering? In the past decade, only about a dozen experimental ALS treatments have moved on to human trials after being shown to alleviate the disease in animals. All but one of these treatments failed in humans, and the one that passed offers only marginal benefits to humans who suffer from ALS. This massive failure rate is typical for animal experiments because even though animals feel pain and suffer like we do, their bodies often react completely differently to drugs and diseases. According to the FDA, 92% out of 100 drugs that pass animal trials fail during the human clinical trial phase. Sophisticated non-animal testing methods, including in vitro methods, advanced computer modeling techniques, and studies with human volunteers, among others, have given us everything from the best life-saving HIV drugs to cloned human skin for burn victims, trying to cure human diseases by relying on outdated and ineffective animal experiments isn't only cruel, it's a grave disservice to people who desperately need cures. Please help scientists make real progress toward treating and curing animal diseases by visiting humaneseal.org to find and support charities that never harm animals and which pour their time and resources into advanced, promising, humane, relevant cures. Hear, hear to Pamela Anderson. Thank you very much. Don't think there's much more to be said about that. Okay, then. How about, this is really interesting, new discovery about what's killing honeybees. Six of 12 bee colonies that were exposed to the insecticides, the neonicotinoids. You got to be careful with this stuff, and we've got to get this off the market. They die during the winter. So what's been determined here very recently, this is from the Worcester County Beekeepers Association, monitored 18 bee colonies in three locations. And what they found is that bees were in the area, and if they were exposed to these neonicotinoid insecticides, that the bees disappeared and died during the winter. So they seem to be confirming now this the evidence that it's these insecticides that are in fact killing our beloved honeybees, and we need them. Okay. How about we end up with some good news about animals? That sound like a good thing? We could do that. Let's see. Good news? I saw Mike running, so I thought, I'll give him time to do this, and because I didn't give him a heads up on this. And we already got sunshine. Woohoo! You know what I'd really like to do? I want an excuse to play that happy song, that Pharrell Williams. Maybe we'll change Sunshine to Happy, or we'll alternate them and stuff. But I love that song. I love that song as much as I used to love. I know it's in their system somewhere because I know Kathy, you and Christy played it once. But I love that song. Oh, you know what I found? I found online a thing where they've taken they've looped the Pharrell Williams song, and then they filmed people. Individuals dancing in the street to that song for 24 hours. So you can listen to the song for 24 hours and watch people day, nighttime. Sometimes it's adults, sometimes it's kids, sometimes it's couples, old people, young people, in between people. They all dance to it. How cool is that? All right, so here we go. Hot dogs. Pet patrols watch for dogs in cars. What a great idea is this? Summer heat can be uncontrollable for all of us, but particularly so for dogs. Canines' only methods of cooling off are sweating through the paws on their feet and circulate cool air throughout their bodies. Considering their limited resource in dealing with elevated temperatures, leaving a dog unattended in a parked car can be unintentionally torturous for the animal. Mick Mac Mall in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, has taken steps to eliminate this by implementing a new program known as Pet Patrol. They have Pet Patrol formed its ranks after an incident occurred that involved police breaking a car window to remove an overheating dog. Patrollers wearing branded neon shirts walk through parking lots at the mall each weekend looking for pets in distress. They find a dog left in a car. They first attempt to page the owner. If this fails and the dog needs assistance, pet patrollers will then contact the authorities. But how cool is that? Yeah, I think that's a really neat deal. And then one other good news. This is from the Humane Society of the United States press release. And the USDA finalized a rule prohibiting the import of young puppies into the U.S. for resale. So this is really good news. U.S. Department of Agriculture now prohibits the import of young puppies into the states for resale from foreign puppy mills. This is a major advance for dogs, pet parents, and animal advocates who have worked for decades to end the import of dogs bred in foreign puppy mills and sold to unexpecting U.S. pet owners. Over the years, we've heard hundreds of sad stories resulting from the indiscriminate import and sale of puppies like bulldog puppy Otis and teacup Maltese puppy Tink. This is a long-awaited victory for the HSUS. They started the process in 2008. When Congress passed the Farm Bill, which HSUS backed, provision to stop puppies bred in foreign puppy mills. And it's finally now law. So no more puppy mill imports from outside of the country. So we can make a difference. We got to just keep continuing. But woohoo. Now, hopefully at some point, we demolish the puppy mill industry here in the United States itself. Do not buy your puppies online. Do not buy puppies at pet stores unless, you know, they're not coming from puppy mills. And don't believe what they say. Look at the paperwork. And call me if you have a question. There we go. Okay, so we have got normal programming today, an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis directly following Animal World. Next week, it's a Kathy and Christie Sunday, Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. Week after that, it's another Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and I may have Robin Alexis with us, but we're going to talk more to the elephants and the orcas, and we'll throw in the big cats. We'll talk to everybody when we get this rolling. Week after that, Darcy Pariso, Animal Communicator in the house, and open phone lines. Mike, thank you so much. Thanks for the nice weather. The sun did come out down here eventually. It's a little hazy, but it's looking good. Kathy, thank you so much, and have a great show next week with Christy, and say hi to her. Well, Christy and Ahmad and Janice, thank you so much, and thank you all of you for moving Animal World into the 21st century. Woo-hoo-hoo. I love it, love it, love it. So, can't remember. I heard most of Robin's show this week, and it was really a good one. Of course, it's always a good one, and I think there was some really good advice to start the show. So you may want to stay tuned and listen to that. And then come on out to Monroe, Evergreen State Fair going on through Labor Day. I'm looking forward to it, and I'll be there this week. So have a great week. Enjoy next week's show, and I'll talk to you again on September 7th. In the meantime, remember, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Canine Caviar, available at Bothell Feed Center in the North End and Sierra Fish and Pets in the South End.